I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids, we all have families we want to take care of, and I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic, it's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So, you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock. Fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera, so whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity.
Yes.
Can I ask something on that one?
Okay. Of course.
You seem, okay, so you had an incredibly interesting upbringing, obviously very different than myself or probably other people that go into like startup land. But you mentioned one point that was, I thought was interesting. It's like you had the biggest version of imposter syndrome coming from like such a different environment, going into this school, and then obviously like, you know, fast forward, very successful. But everybody gets imposter syndrome, but I don't think everybody gets it to the same level that probably you had. And I'm making assumptions here, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume that the imposter syndrome was like, it was real. Like it was difficult, completely changing, not from being the one person in your class to being in like in a regular private school system, where you're around all these successful people and, you know, you're opening your eyes to the opportunity. So, and you may be getting to this in a second, but walk me through, if you're cognizant of how you did it, how you got over that imposter syndrome, so that you didn't just stay in this shell.
Gosh, I don't know. It was a weird time. Like it was a weird time in life. And I feel like for the first 6 months when I went to that school, I really struggled. It was really hard. I'd never been around all girls. I didn't have any siblings. And this is an all girls private school with like so many rules. And like, I was just out of place, I would say. Not in terms of like, the people surrounding me, because I was welcomed into the school and I made just so many lifelong incredible friends with so many amazing women. But it was odd. I was definitely, I would say, struggling. But I don't know. I guess when you're in those weird positions, like you've just got to like find your feet and kind of keep on moving forward. So did that whole thing, went to school, started to feel like I could dream and have ambitions too, and started to hustle, but I didn't really have that kind of like, you know, support, I guess, from my mom or anything like that. So I really needed to work to be able to like get places, as so many people do. But I was also really aware of like getting work experience, because I was like, I'm a nobody. I don't know anything about anything. I need to like get out there and do stuff. And this is where I kind of realized that I had this like hustle built into my body and like built into my genes. And I know this comes from my mom and the upbringing that we had, but I was just like eager to get any experience that I could to get to where I wanted to go. And so for me to be able to work in fashion, I was like, well, I need to like get experience. So I would just door knock on people's door and be like, can I get some experience? Or like, do you know someone that can help me get experience? Or I'll do whatever it takes basically to, and we can go into some funny examples of things that I did to get jobs or to try and get people's attention. But this is where I kind of started to realize, you know, that I had this part of, you know, my soul that had hustle in it. And it wasn't until Actually, should I tell you some stories? Do you want to hear some stories?
Let's do stories. I love the hustle stories. I love the weird, out of the box, figure it out hustle stories. They're always good. Let's do it.
So, okay. So to get some experience, I really wanted to work in a magazine, as I said. And in Brisbane, where I was at the time, there aren't any magazines there except for this one that was kind of like, it might not even exist anymore, but it was part of the, like the newspaper style kind of imprint that would go inside. And so I was like, okay, right. I need to like get the attention of someone there. They don't have any positions, but surely they could make a position for someone who really wants one. So I went to my local nursery and I bought a thyme herb plant. And I went and got a really cute pot, potted it up, like did all these things, stuck my little business card in it, which had my website on there. And I just wrote a quick note that said, could I have a moment of your time? And then I was like, well, I also want to like check out the space, right? Like I want to know what it looks like in the side of a magazine office. So I go and buy what I thought delivery drivers at the time were wearing. I bought this like huge oversized Viz shirt and like put on my little Nikes and like rock into the office. And I'm like, hey, I have a delivery for the director. And they were like, oh yeah, like her office is, you know, just down the hallway, whatever. Drop it off. She's not there. Have a little bit of a look around. And then, you know, next day she calls me and she's basically like, look, we don't have any positions. Love the hustle. Let's create something. And long story short, we end up doing like a 12-week internship program together. And, you know, I learned some stuff about magazines and get what I need to get out of it. And it was great. Another time, and this is one that I love a lot. And like, I think these are those kind of moments where like, I know you've interviewed Alex from Third Door on your show.
You know what's funny? I was just thinking about that. I'm like, this is exact. I didn't know if you knew who that was. Yeah.
Well, Alex Banyan, it's so funny. I mean, exactly, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know about this kind of thing, but recently someone recommended me that book and I was like, holy shit. Like that's how I've like lived my like early life trying to get opportunities is by like trying to stand out when you don't have other things at your disposal. So there was this job advertised and it was at like a graphic design kind of agency and the email address to apply was something like, yo, check this shit out at laundrycreative.com. And so the point was, is that you send your resume to that email address, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, fine. Everyone's going to be doing that. Everyone's going to be sending their resume there. So like, what could I do that's a little different? At the time, I'd worked for a small magazine doing a lot of like layout, copywriting, just a bit of a broad mix of stuff. So it was kind of like a portfolio. So I took it home, like pulled apart this issue that I'd done, stuck it up on my wall, like huge screen, kind of like a huge sign, I guess, like in rows. And I painted, yo, check this shit out, www.dunaroshin.com. And then, you know, I put like sparkles all over it. I put sequins, like I did the whole thing. And I text my friend and I was like, hey, do you want to come and deface a building with me at 3 a.m.? And he was like, yes, of course I do. And I was like, okay, great. Meet me like at my house at 3 and like we'll go down. And so basically I knew because I used to run like along the river around the office where they had their like space and it was all glass. So like when they would come in the mornings, they'd just look out into this glass office along the boardwalk. So I kind of knew that if I went down there and just stuck it up in like a huge way, they would all see it when they come in the morning and like turn on the lights or whatever. So we go down there at 3 a.m. We stick it up facing inside the building. I put a little note for security that was just like, this is a job application. Don't take it down. Like, don't call the cops. You know, like, it's all good. Please. And stick it up. And basically the next morning, I get a phone call from the CEO. And he was just like, this is amazing. I love it. Like, when can you come in? This is really cool. And he like spread a like post about it on, there was Facebook at the time, Facebook and probably some other places. But kind of like use those things, which I just thought was totally normal, by the way. I didn't realize that like not everyone was doing this kind of thing. But using these kind of experiences to get what I needed, to get the experience and get the kind of job that would get me further forward in life. And then at some point I was doing another internship and this guy was like, oh, I know that there's this company that was starting in Sydney. And this is in 2012 or maybe late 2011. And e-commerce at the time wasn't really a thing in Australia. Australians didn't know how to shop online. It was, you know, we kind of knew about ASOS, but like we weren't used to it as a market. And so he was like, there, that's this fashion store and like you can buy stuff online and like whatever. And so I packed my bags. I moved to Sydney within like 3 weeks and I was like, I'm going to work there. This is my chance to work in fashion. Like this is it kind of thing. go there, get an internship, like hustle, you know, like crazy before work, because I was working like an admin job to pay my bills, before work, on my lunch breaks, after work, like all the things to make sure that I was just like so present in anyone's life that was part of the company. And it was super small at the time. Now it's called The Iconic. They're like a huge funded, like massive business. They're the most kind of well-known e-commerce store in online kind of like retailer in Australia. And this is like the second big pivotal moment of my life, because when I'm there, I get this job. They eventually, like a few weeks in, they offer me a full-time job. The guy's like, do you think that you could just read everything on the internet that's to do with social media and like be our social media person? And I was like, yes, I can definitely be that person. I am that person. I think my Facebook, my business card said like professional Facebooker or something like really cheesy at the time. Anyway, my point being to this whole thing is that it's the second pivotal moment in my life where I start realizing what it means to work in a startup. And it starts to like come together for me that I'm like, wow, I am looking around. I don't want to be my boss. I don't want to be like, you know, someone in another team that's a few steps ahead of me. I want to be the guys that are like running this cool business. There are like these amazing founders. They're just these like dudes making decisions and doing cool stuff and just, you know, making their dreams come true. And they're going to make a lot of money from that. And I was like, wow, startup, love it. And this kind of like sets me on the path to, you know, wanting to change my future and like having different dreams and having different aspirations.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.